Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The final report, which culminates in an 18-month investigation, asserting President Trump played a key role in motivating it. The 814-page report recommends Mr. Trump be canceled from running for president in 2024 and the Department of Justice take legal action. A New York federal judge granted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried bail while he awaits trial for 8 federal criminal charges related to the cryptocurrency investment collapse. Two of his top executives, Caroline Ellison and Gary Wang, pled guilty Wednesday to various criminal charges, and they are cooperating with federal government officials. It's reported Sam's under house arrest and will move into his parents' home in California as they posted bail for their son. He's due back in court January 3rd. Sam on ABC News.
If I had been spending an hour a day thinking about risk management on FTX, I don't think that would have happened. You know, honestly, if I look back on myself, I think I got a little cocky.
As advertised, the weather outside is frightful for travelers in the Midwest, South, and Eastern USA.
Flight tracking site FlightAware reports that more than 2,000 flights were canceled on Thursday, and 1,000 more scheduled for today have been canceled. FlightAware also reported more than 5,000 flights were delayed yesterday. Chicago and Denver were affected most because of the storm, which is hitting the Great Lakes region and the Northeast today. I'm Dave Collins.
The American people are now on the hook for the massive $1.7 trillion pork-filled budget through September 2023. The Senate passed the government funding bill 68-29 on Thursday, sending the measure to the House. A gunman in Paris, France, opened fire, killing at least 3 people on Friday. A 69-year-old man has been taken into custody. A motive is unknown. USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
President Biden delivered his Christmas message to the American people on Thursday.
And we look to the sky, to a lone star shining brighter than all the rest, guiding us to the birth of a child. A child Christians believe to be the Son of God. Miraculously now, here among us on earth, bringing hope, love, and peace and joy to the world. Yes, it's a story that's 2,000 years old, but it's still very much alive today.
The United States is accusing North Korea of supplying battlefield missiles and rockets to the Russian mercenary group Wagner to be used in Ukraine. The White House said the shipment violated UN Security Council resolutions and that it would announce further sanctions against Wagner. Both North Korea and Wagner have claimed innocence. Holiday travel and a once-in-a-lifetime storm? No bueno.
First came the wind, followed by light snow, and then the freezing rain. The storm canceled dozens of flights Thursday at PDX and is expected to cancel even more on Friday. Thousands of people have lost power, much in part to the wind. Nearly half of the U.S. is under a wind chill alert. More than 100 million Americans facing extreme winter weather. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Jacksonville Jaguars defeated the New York Jets in their house last night, 19-3. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Merry Christmas, Rick. How are you, buddy?
I am doing great. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, it is the season, and we love this time of year as we're getting prepared and all that's going on. And I just pray for you and our audience that this is the best Christmas ever. I mean, why not? Let's make it the best Christmas ever. Just really thinking of what the reason for the season is all about. And when you really let your mind be captured by the gift that God has given us, boy, you just can't help but realize, joy to the world, right?
Yeah, it's a great time to get a restart and on personal and just personal level and hopefully from the country's perspective. But personally, it's a chance to kind of take a look and say, where am I? Am I being grumpy all the time, or why am I not showing the joy that I should show? And for me, that's the recharge. It's you just put your mindset in the right place. Understand that Jesus came to earth because God wanted to have a way for us to be reconnected with him. And he sent Jesus. And this is what we're celebrating is the coming of God to, the 33 years that Jesus lived on earth, he went to a cross, he died, he went and he rose again, and our sins, if we believe in him, repent of our sins and believe in him, we have eternal life. So what's not to celebrate? What's not to be joyful about? So ultimately, because that's the stuff that matters, that's the eternal stuff. Mm-hmm. When we talk about matters, it matters on a horizontal plane a lot. But ultimately, this is a time to get right with God and just kind of get focused on what God has for you. And God has something great for each one of us.
Exactly. Well, as you say, Jesus came to set us free, that we'd be free and liberated, from the punishment of our sins, the consequences of it. And, with Jesus' entry into this plane, the truth became revealed. And it's interesting, Rick, what I'm finding in this season is the shroud is beginning to be pulled back. The veil of deception is being pulled back on this Jubilee year that our Jewish brethren celebrate. And there's something real special about this Jewish year. It's called the Shemitah Jubilee year. And that's where my good friend Jonathan Kahn says, you get double for your trouble. And, and it seems like God is really opening up, these veils. I mean, here we are. We're looking under the hood of Twitter, for example, and the exposure of the lies and deception, things that you and I talked about that were quite obvious, at least in our mind's eye, that because it looked like a duck, it talked like a duck, everything said it was a duck, but, the left wanted us to believe differently, and there's no apology from them right now. It's just all this is coming out. But we can thank God for it, because this is the truth that will set us free, right?
Yeah, I think it is. And, we have a, you get down to it, that we are seeing, we're finding out a lot of things that are happening in the world that we weren't aware of, and it makes things a lot clearer. And truthfully, you and I have talked about this enough that I think somebody asked me a question, well, what are you surprised about? And I said, well, not really anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what I'm really surprised about is that it's being revealed, that it's becoming clear that it's happening. And that's if people's eyes will either be opened or they won't be, we can expose them to truth, but they aren't necessarily going to take it. I'll just, go back to the Bible just for a second. And, Jesus stood in front of Pontius Pilate and revealed himself as truth of the world. And Pontius Pilate's answer was,
what is
veritas? What is truth?
Yeah.
And he, truth to Pontius Pilate was a sword and a shield.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to wield a sword was truth. Might makes right.
Yeah.
And
he almost responded in a way, Rick, like it was inconsequential. Like, what is truth? Like, it didn't matter.
Right.
Right?
Well, how far is that from today, where we have people proclaiming whatever truth they happen to think feels good at the time is, their truth, and there's no absolute truth. Things haven't changed.
Right.
You have either, and if you don't have a plumb line of truth, then you don't have anything to actually grasp a hold of, and you can basically excuse anything. And, that's ultimately, without a capacity to have that plumb line, it's really hard to have a conversation with people. It's really hard to have any centering because, people say, well, that I don't care about that. That kind of serves my needs. And as a result, I don't really care what happened. I care about, what the result was, is because the natural occurrence when you say all power comes to the barrel of a gun, which is what Mao said, is the end justifies the means, which means you can do any. There is no truth. It's just a matter of whether you win or lose on some kind of, on whether it's playing a touch football game or it's playing, or being on the world stage. And
exactly.
Ultimately, we're taught that truth is truth, and we need to be, in alignment with that. And quite honestly, we've seen historically people are not in alignment like that.
Mm-hmm.
They win in the short term, but in the long term, gets really ugly. And quite honestly, I'd rather have the anchoring of my soul and spirit to know what's really important. And this time of year, it's a good time to be reminded of that, particularly when there's so many frustrations around politically.
Exactly. Well, the fact is, Rick, as you're alluding to, the truth is a truth. I mean, it is. You can deny it, but like gravity, it exists. And God Almighty created this universe based on truth, based on wisdom, based on fact. And here men come up with these ideas because the nature of man is such is that, in and of ourselves, we want to be God. Well, you don't have the credentials to be God, but you can fool yourself and lie to yourself and lie to people and get anybody, to follow. As what was it that Barnum had said that, there's a sucker born every moment, every minute.
Yep.
And here we are, we are surrendering things that we know instinctively that are true, but in order to have it our way and to do as we darn well please, which is the human condition, we find ourselves right now scratching our heads and going, wait a minute, how do you explain the drag queen story hour? How do you explain the confusion over gender? How do you explain allowing a male who suddenly is, wants to connect with his female side and use a woman's restroom, a girl's restroom, so he can rape a girl? How do you explain that? The only way to explain it is that it's madness. It's absolute chaos, and this is what happens when you abandon God and you abandon the principles of truth, right?
Yeah, it's once again, I'm going to go all the way back to before Christ, to Aristotle. Aristotle's answer to a basic question was about what is truth, was A is A and will always be A.
Yes.
Meaning there is absolute truth. There is, mm-hmm. it is you're not going, you can't suddenly say, well, no, A is not A this time. A is now C. Well, A is A.
And I got to say right now, A is A. Time for us to take a break, A. So stay with us. More from Rick after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're waxing philosophical here, and hopefully there is meaning here, and it's connecting with your heart and spirit, because this is the blessing of this season. Rick Manning with the Americans for
Limited Government.
Americans for Limited Government. I'm sorry, I'm just, as we wax philosophical here, I'm losing my mind, so forgive me. But, and the thing is, Rick, as you were saying is that, you're exactly right. A is A. It'll always be A. So what else is there to argue about? You know, like the law of gravity, you can go ahead and defy it, but you know, how many times you have to fall off the roof and get bruised and break, you know, limbs and everything to realize that no matter what you say, it's not going to change, is it?
No, it isn't going to change. And it's a, no many, and it's, listen, there is a, the key to deception is people have to be willing to be deceived. Mm-hmm. So how do you trigger, how has America been tricked into being deceived on so many things that are so obvious?
Yes.
The answer is we no longer worship God, we worship tolerance. And it's not tolerance of people's diversity and the like, it's tolerance of evil. That's what we're taught to do. That's why Christians are under such a kind of almost a microscope and being attacked. Because when you stand up and you say, no, that is wrong. Mm-hmm. No, that is incorrect. That is false. That is evil. The people who have a vested interest in the evil will attack you. And they
exactly.
will attack you because you're not under using the guise of you're not being tolerant mm-hmm. to my point of view. And if their point of view is that it's okay to go off and kill kids, you know, after they've been born, they expect us to be tolerant of that.
Exactly.
They expect us mm-hmm. to be tolerant of what is abjectly evil and wrong. Mm-hmm. And they sit there and they say, well, you know, Christ, you know, God is love, so how can he not be tolerant? All I know is, you know, I think these people need to read the New Testament a little bit. Just, you know, they can read the Gospels. And they can discover that, you know, when Jesus confronted evil, he didn't sit there and back away and say, okay, we all have our own points of view. No, he confronted evil.
Yes.
When he saw people essentially selling the, you know, indulgences on the steps of the temple,
right.
They're selling various offerings. He saw that. He said, you've turned what should be worshipful into a den of thieves. And he mm-hmm. took and he whipped the merchants, the banks or the bankers, essentially, the moneylenders, and he drove them off the temple grounds. He stood in front of the Pharisees who were pronouncing, you know, all these things with absolutely no heart for God.
Mm-hmm.
He stood before them. He called them stonewashed sepulchres, meaning they were effectively tombstones that were very pretty on the outside but were empty on the inside.
Exactly. Well, they lost the sense of meaning of what temple meant, just like America has lost the meaning of what family means. I mean, there's some other bears out there. There's some people that are still relentless in holding and understanding the value of family and children, and they will die on that hill. Okay,
yep.
But the fact of the matter is a small minority of people, to your point, are causing all these problems in much the same way it happened in Germany. It wasn't that 100% of Germany were Nazis. You just had 95%, 90% of them going along with it. And this is what we have. This is what compliance looks like. Again, it returns. It's a repeat of history. And America is right smack dab in the middle of it. And God forbid we have to, you know, fulfill the rest of the story and the chapter in a way that, you know, for those who are not aligned with God, Rick, I mean, the pain that is ahead for them is incredible. They may think, you know, they can give us a hard time and persecute us and do all this, and all we're guilty of is like, look at, you know, we want you to avoid this pain. We want you to be aware of God's solution to the sin problem that we all have. And may you be saved and may you really enjoy the fullness of this season that reminds us of God's greatest gift and his love for all humanity.
Yeah, it's, I will tell you one of my favorite Bible verses, and it goes to that point. Now, everybody's familiar with John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. But I like where it goes from there. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should, through him, might be saved. The world is already condemned.
Right.
God is beckoning each one of us mm-hmm. through Jesus to reconcile with him, to leave the condemnation of sin into a world of holiness. And that doesn't mean we're all holy. That means, you know, we make mistakes and the like, but we're at least in alignment with God. And one of the interesting things that we keep on trying to deal with is people all say, well, gee, you know, I want to have fun now, and then maybe when I'm old, I'll look at God and, you know, try to reconcile with God. What they don't realize, the dirty little secret is, the blessing of being reconciled with God at an early age is the worries of the world don't overwhelm you.
Yeah.
The worries of the world, because you know there's something more, because you know that, and you're focused on the vertical, on heavenly things, even though you fail. Okay. Mm-hmm. We all fall short of the glory of God. But, you know, if you're only looking on a horizontal scale, on the earthly scale, this world is overwhelming.
Right.
And the more you know, the more powerless you feel.
Right.
But if you have the perspective of being able to know that God's in control, and hopefully being in a, you know, somewhat near the plumb line, he says, for your life, if you have that perspective, you have, it's the feeling of peace. Mm-hmm. It's why during Advent season, you have the peace and joy. You've got hope, peace, mm-hmm. joy, love. And then the Christ candle is, think about it, hope for future with Christ, peace because you have that hope, joy that hope brings, love that comes from that for everything around you,
exactly.
And that's Christ candle. That's the season we're in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Christmas is important. It reminds us, the whole month, it reminds us of where we are and what we're supposed to be. And that's the big recharge. And it's a recharge our nation needs, and it's why, quite honestly, you know, people need to invite people to go to church. You know, and it's not that churches per se are the total answer, but if you're not in church, you're not getting the message. If you're not getting the message of the fellowship and kind of the camaraderie and the support, it's much, much harder to find your way to Jesus, if you will, exactly. If you're not in that kind of fellowship community.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with being the church yourself. I mean, it starts with you, right?
Right. Well, exactly, and, right. We're all the bride of Christ, and we are part of that
exactly.
community. And where two or more meet, that's where Christ will be found, the Holy Spirit will be found. It's
so cool.
All those things are very biblical. Mm-hmm. But we have this is our opportunity. This is the opportunity. You know, God sets it on the calendar. It's once a year. This is, you know, this opportunity in Easter, the two times when people turn their eyes towards heaven.
Exactly.
And this is our opportunity to invite them to join us in to find out what it's all about.
And they want to. They're searching, Rick. And this is the thing. Like you said, this is a perfect opportunity. Just like 9/11, when we were attacked, people wondered. The churches were filled for about 3 weeks. Unfortunately, the church wasn't ready. I pray the church is ready this time, because people are in a lot of pain. They're suffering right now. Their government has failed them. All the three-letter agencies, the corruption that is so obvious. Again, the truth being revealed to we the people. So are we going to be God followers and stand for the truth? And it's not just about, you know, for America. It's all of God's creation, because we know the tentacles of influence of the United States of America. And I believe this is why God ordained this country, is that it would go forth, it would carry out the gospel, and be that light on a shining hill that John Winthrop talked about. Rick Manning, as always, it's awesome to have you here. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning, thank you, Rick. Merry Christmas.
Bill, thank you. Merry Christmas. Have a blessed new year, and we'll talk next year.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA News Update. The American people are now on the hook for the massive $1.7 trillion pork-filled budget through September of 2023. The Senate passed the government funding bill 68-29 on Thursday, sending the measure to the House. A New York federal judge granted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried bail while he awaits trial for 8 federal criminal charges related to the crypto investment collapse. Two of his top executives, Caroline Ellison and Gary Wang, pled guilty Wednesday to various criminal charges and are cooperating with federal authorities. It's being reported Sam is under house arrest and will move into his parents' home in California as they posted bail for their son. He's due back in court January 3rd. Sam on ABC News.
If I had been spending an hour a day thinking about risk management on FTX, I don't think that would have happened. Honestly, if I look back on myself, I think I got a little cocky.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and I've been looking forward to this conversation with Chris May about this new book, Carpenters, The Musical Legacy. Chris is a longtime Carpenters expert and historian, a 16-year moderator and contributor for the popular online Carpenters discussion forum at A&M Corner, and a consultant, freelance music director, and arranger himself. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Phil. It's my pleasure. Very much so. Thank you.
Well, the Carpenters sound was so distinctive, and the way it came on, it really burst into the scene, and regardless of some criticism and what some people may have thought of, you know, Richard Carpenter and Karen Carpenter just took over the marketplace. And their popularity grew so dramatically in spite of some of the early criticism, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's really the byproduct of a timeless sound. First, of course, with Karen's unmistakable lead vocals, Richard's arranging and production style and songwriting, and, of course, those classic harmonies, which were created by the two of them. You know, a lot of people, even to this day, don't completely understand how overdubbing works, but to create, you know, four, five, six onward, you know, up to seven, eight parts and, you know, double and triple track. I mean, it's they were really a brand with that sound. There's no mistaking them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was as if the gods, you know, so to speak, had deposited into Richard this sound. I mean, because it was something that was, you know, bouncing within his own mind, and he was determined to find it. And the way he orchestrated layer upon layer to come up with this unique brand is a story in and of itself, isn't it?
It really is, and I've often said, even as we were compiling this this enormous book, you know, I said, you know, it really the Carpenters sound, and we're talking even pre-Carpenters as we knew them on the A&M label, but as they were even teenagers and they were developing individual their individual talents, and as they came together to eventually form the Carpenters, you know, the technology that was available at the time they were evolving was evolving right along with them, and you know, without getting too into the minutia, you know, with the ability to overdub and multi-track recording on the tape, and this actually, you know, goes to another point, but it ties it all together. You know, Karen could have sung in any genre. I mean, had she been born in the 30s or the 40s or the 50s, of course, she wouldn't have had the Carpenters then because she didn't have the technology that was required in the studio to create all of that layering and overdubbing. But they really, you know, it starts with that, you know, you've got that voice, you've got, of course, Richard's just impeccable ear, not only, as I said, to arrange and write songs, but many songs that they recorded and made hits were songs that were written by others. Paul Williams would be a great example, and right. Roger Nichols. And you know, Richard had the ability. He was a born A&R man. He knew how to pick songs and how to key them. And that's just as important. I mean, finding a song with a strong melody, memorable melody, a great lyric, that adds to the timelessness of what we know now as Carpenters. And I believe that they'll live on for many, many generations.
Exactly. Well, Chris, you yourself being an arranger, I liked what Richard said in terms of arrangement, that he could get songs and by bringing in the arrangement magic, so to speak, or touch to a song. I mean, certainly he did it with these iconic hits, you know, that Karen sang that others had covered. They came out like Ticket to Ride, certainly. I mean, their own version of Ticket to Ride, Close to You, you know, and even taking, you know, Paul Williams' song, his iconic We've Only Just Begun, which was done for a local bank there. You know, but you get Richard who comes in and he hears these songs and reads the lyrics and with it, he's got this almost, you know, prescribed filter of arrangement that comes into place that made it just so unique and magical.
Well, and really took them and made them the definitive versions. You know, Hurting Each Other is another, Ruby and the Romantics. You know, he heard coming home from school one day and just, you know, filed at the back of his mind. He said, I know that could be a hit. And he thought for sure that their version was going to be a hit, and it wasn't, and you know, and eventually he made it that with Karen and the Carpenters. But it really, to be able to, you know, he could do that if he heard a song that he knew was right for Karen, for her voice, for the Carpenters sound, which also had to involve the ability to create backing vocal harmonies and things, you know, because that doesn't always work. I mean, you can take sort of a prescribed formula and say, well, okay, we're going to throw it here, we're going to throw it there. But it wasn't that simple. I mean, really, the song had to be there. The potential for the hit had to be there. It had to be the right vehicle for Karen's voice and ultimately for their work together. And when that happened, he would hear the entire song finished in his head before he ever got it down on paper in the studio and on tape. It's remarkable, the man's talent.
You know, without a doubt. Chris, I also appreciate that, you know, Richard would write the song and arrange a song that would complement Karen's voice. It only makes sense, you know. I mean, here he is. He's not a studio type writing for different people or some, you know, some nondescript talent. It was for his sister, and he knew exactly her range. He knew how to
bring the music to highlight certain parts of her vocal skill and abilities and that to really accentuate it. I mean, it is quite magical, I say. And these are some of the things I remember being on the radio, and as I said, many times playing their music. And, you know, and I had a boss that would say, you know, sometimes there are things that occur in any kind of creative forum that people may not understand. It's so subtle, but it's there that you may notice it if it wasn't there. But when it's there, it's just what kind of completes the whole package. And to me, this is what Richard Carpenter was so expert in doing.
Absolutely. And it really, more than anything, and I've mentioned this to him on several occasions, it really speaks volumes to his ability, because one of the hardest things for any artist to do is to self-produce, because you're almost too close to the source, so to speak. And it's very easy. It's very easy to hear certain things that you like. So in Richard's case, if one has a decent ear or has the ability through, you know, trickery or phase cancellation or whatever, their software, their programs, things that you can do to kind of manipulate the mix to bring certain things forward that you wouldn't otherwise hear in intended mix. And you hear all kinds of things going on in the arrangement, and it's just phenomenal ideas and hooks and counter melodies. And most people don't even have any clue that it's, as you said, they don't have any clue that it's happening. But if it wasn't there, there would be a piece of the puzzle missing. And Richard was very careful to not make it about him or about what he was doing, even in the backing vocals. It was really the right blend of the two of them, layered and creating this harmonic sound, and with Karen on the lead. And remember, back, as you know, being in radio, you know, especially back in the 70s, you know, the leads weren't always pushed out in front as far. I mean, you know, it was real common to have a lead vocal sort of buried in the mix, and you've got all of this other stuff going on. With Karen, that wasn't the case. They were even very careful to make sure she was pushed out in front. And on remixes that he's done since he's passed on, he's been careful to feature her even more. And that's a sign of a great producer, in my mind.
Yeah, without a doubt. Got to go to break. We've got more from Chris May after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're continuing our conversation with Chris May, talking about this new book that's incredible, Carpenters, the musical legacy that Chris and Mike Lennox have written with Richard Carpenter. Richard writes, "With some trepidation, I ventured into the rarely visited Carpenter's archives and discovered among the large number of career-related things, items that I'd forgotten had existed but were nevertheless extant. I trust that you will find some of this arcana to be of interest." For anybody that was a Carpenters fan, it's more of interest. This is just phenomenal to get into. These are some weeds you don't mind getting into, at least for me. I was and still remain a fan of the Carpenters. And I think, especially during this Christmas season, when you hear Karen's voice coming through, whether it's any one of the iconic Christmas songs, and of course, Merry Christmas, Darling. And I can't help but my heart go out to Richard and think what he must feel during this time to hear his sister's voice, because you can't get away from it, during the Christmas season.
Well, I think more than anything, he's at a season in his life where he's very proud of the work they've done. Of course, you know, that's not going to bring Karen back and thinking right about it. But, you know, he's been very, very careful to continue to protect their legacy musically. He's done, as I said, he's been an overseer of their catalog, really from day one, back to, of course, when Karen was living, and they both were very protective of their work. But, he hears their stuff from time to time, and of course stuff, you know, will surface on public television, especially this time of year. There's a program.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and he's, you know, I think more than anything, he's grateful for the remarkable work that they did together, the timeless legacy that Karen has certainly left, and the fact that so many of these great songs and records are just as exciting today, if not more so, than they were when they were making them. Nowadays, it's cool to talk about it. Back then, you had to, you know, pretend that
exactly
you know, didn't know.
Hey, I was on the air at that time, so I know. And some of the pushback, and like you said, and you point this out in the book, that the Carpenters at times were not perceived as cool, but still, it's like people still went ahead, and it's almost like people, they created some closet fans for the Carpenters, because whatever music they produced, all you knew was that they continued to sell millions of copies. I will say this, I share this with you, Chris, mid-80s, I think it was somewhere around 84 it was, I think, Richard did a special concert, and it was with the Garden Grove Philharmonic in Orange County, California. And I happened to attend that evening, and it was such a special evening. And I looked forever afterwards. I said, there's got to be some orchestral version. You know, somebody had to capture this on, you know, on record. I was associated with a local radio station there at the time. And I looked and looked, could not find. But I'll tell you, it was such, it, to me, of all the concerts I've gone to, it still is in my top five most favorite concerts, and this was just Richard with the Garden Grove Philharmonic doing the Carpenter's catalog of music. It was just so incredible and precious.
Well, I can tell you that it does exist, and I have a copy of that performance on vinyl, so you and I can touch base at some point later on about that. But you know,
no way, you're kidding me. You have
no,
that?
I have it in my archive. Yes, I have that performance at the Garden Grove. Yep, with the symphony. He did Fantasia. He did a whole number of tunes, but it's on double-sided vinyl. So, yeah. He just recently recorded an album on at the request of Decca Records that will be out on January 14th. In fact, a number of the songs, I believe two of them, are already available for download. And it's a piano solo album that he did, really reimagining a number of the Carpenters, the songs that he and Karen recorded, all on solo piano. So he's still working and arranging and doing what he loves.
Wow. How did you get together with Richard? I mean, because here you get together, I mean, you know, and look, I've been in radio. I've been around the business for a long time. I would have given parts of my body to have an opportunity, a 5-minute meeting with Richard Carpenter, just to say hey and, you know, how much I appreciated his gift, because he's been such a blessing. But here you get to meet him, and now you and Mike spend hundreds of over 100 hours interviewing him, going through his archives, like you said, his archive. You've got archives. It's amazing. And I'm envisioning as you're going through this process, it was probably like him doing a studio production, very precise and just layer upon layer. And, you know, ideas would come up and you say he'd escape. He'd go downstairs and go into the archives and he'd bring back information and the history of the particular topic that you guys brought up. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, well, Richard and I have had a distant relationship for quite a number of years. In fact, about 15 years ago, I asked him if he was ever going to consider putting this kind of book together, because as Mike and I have said, since he and I met 4 years ago, you know, if there's a book that you want to read that hasn't been written, to quote Toni Morrison, you have to write it. And yes. So that's really what this was. And, you know, I was very, very privileged to spend quite a few days down in the archives myself, going through a lot of things that he really gave us, you know, carte blanche. I mean, in terms of being able to go through, my wife is actually a graphic designer. She was very involved on the pre-production element and all of the scanning and the digitization of these images off of slides. I must have gone through at least 70 or 80 boxes of Kodak, meticulously filed and archived slides. Outlining your career, and then there were a number of other cupboards downstairs. When I say downstairs, he has a media underground under his house that houses a lot of this, and then he also has another a warehouse about 20 miles away that also where he keeps his classic car collection and also a number of other things. So related to Carpenters, and so what would happen is, as far as the images, a lot of the photographs go, I went through and selected hundreds of photos, and then he and I sat together and we sort of weeded through them and decided what would go in and what wouldn't. But as far as a lot of the ephemera and the artifacts and things like that, being in music myself, there were just things that came to mind. I thought, you know, let's pull the chart, the orchestra chart for this, and how about, you know, the tape boxes for this. And I wanted to put, you know, some of the early recording contracts and acetates and things like that. And so he would, that stuff he had to look for because he had to, you know, locate a number of these things. But it turns out he had not only a lot of these things that I would ask him for, but then he would stumble across quite a number of other pieces of ephemera. And then he would, you know, like show up at the house and he'd have boxes laid out for me. He'd say, well, I don't know if you could use this or what do you think about this? And And then there were things, of course, that he had in mind that he said, I want to put this letter in here, or this particular, document or something and that kind of thing. And it was really, he was very respectful. You know, here he is. He's really the subject here. When he wanted something a certain way, really, of course, wanted to make sure that things were right, which was all of our priority. I mean, we wanted it as accurate as possible. But if there was something that he wanted in there or didn't want in there, of course, he always got the final say. But he was very respectful of Mike and me and what we were all looking for, because I really believe that we were all on the same page from day one. Otherwise, he never would have. Richard doesn't normally agree to do this kind of thing. So it was a blessing, I mean, to say the very least, as you know.
Well, and he even opens up about his relationship with A&M, bringing out a little bit of the stuff out of the drawer there with what they dealt with, and his frustration about how he felt like they were being managed, or the lack of management.
Yeah, I think that one thing that I learned about him working this closely, and I think Mike would agree, is that, Richard, in addition to being a very humble man, he's also very compassionate. There were a lot of details in the story over the years that were left out of interviews because I'm talking specific either to management or something on the, administrative side of what was going on at the label, production, that kind of thing. Not because they were hiding anything for the sake of hiding it. It was because they didn't want to hurt any of the family members. They didn't want to. They really took the high road when it came to a lot, even if it meant, taking a hit in the story and right, really looking. And I think to their discredit, and Richard will admit now looking back, they should have spoken up sooner about things. They had a manager who really was acting as an agent. It was really about just making as much money as possible as quickly as they possibly could. He had somebody else getting credit as a producer who really wasn't acting as a producer, but again, with the politics and everything that was going on. And of course, they didn't want to rock the boat. They worked so hard to get to get their recording contract, and now they had carte blanche. So, a lot of it was also just a lack of experience. And I think by the time they moved so quickly and had so much. I mean, if you go through this book and you look at all of the concert dates that we've outlined, and even in that there are a few holes and things, but we got it as close as we possibly could. It's amazing they even had time to breathe. I mean, they
exactly.
Just, Well,
Chris May, this is a real gift, what you and Mike have presented, and Richard, a real gift to Carpenters fans, the musical legacy. This is going to be linked on our website, of course, available at all the usual places. And I cannot thank you enough for, being so open, for Richard's openness and all the hard work that you guys put into this. I mean, over 100 hours of interviews and, going through all the archives and everything like that. This is a great... I look at it as a great Christmas gift that you've given us, all his fans that are Carpenters. Chris May, the longtime Carpenters expert, historian, 16-year moderator and contributor for the popular online Carpenters discussion forum at A&M Corner, and a consultant, freelance music director, and arranger himself. Chris, thanks again. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bill, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die off,